Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It is cold, it is wet, it is dark. I am standing in Battersea. Today, I started off in Harrow East, and then I went to Hendon, and then I went to Oxbridge, Boris Johnson seat. And I'm now in Battersea. I'm soon going to be on my way to Putney and then Kensington. What can I tell you so far? There was a lot of people knocking on doors. But more interestingly, very, very interesting reports of mass queues at polling stations, not just in London, but beyond. Across the country from Hastings to Manchester. Is it the youth quake? A lot of these people are young. We certainly know that. And they have defied the weather, a vicious Tory campaign, and a very hostile press. Will it be enough? We don't know. But what we do know is that all of us now, we still have a few hours. And in the next few hours, there will be millions of people still voting. Some people still making up their minds. And I suppose when I look, I stand here in a drizzling wet, surrounded by this big crowd of people. Some, I just met an NHS doctor, never knocked on a door before. He was nervous, but he doesn't need to be. He's just getting the vote out. If you can still do that, go and do it. How do I feel? Nervous, very nervous indeed. I know what the stakes are. I know what 5 years of Tory rule plus hard Brexit, plus them attempting to rig the whole system so that they can never lose again. This is what we're faced with. It's hard, it's difficult, but the only thing we have is hope, you know? This campaign for me has been an emotional roller coaster. I think I said this last night when I was emotional, as I sometimes am. But I just think of the real steely determination of so many people who've been demonised by the mainstream media. And I want to bring that up again, because this attempt to construe, to portray the left and Labour activists as a violent rabble does have a dangerous rabble, does have consequences. Labour activists have been assaulted in this election, including one woman in her 70s who was beaten up and had broken ribs by someone screaming abuse, which wouldn't be out of place in the right-wing press. They've braved the elements, they've braved that fury, that dangerous fury whipped up against them. I myself have had in this campaign far-right activists chasing after me and intimidating meetings. And we know that that brand of politics has been emboldened by this government, and it's a scary moment in our history, we know that, but there's also hope and optimism. That's what I've learned, and I always think at times like this of our history that people have always struggled against what seemed like impossible, overwhelming odds, and it felt hard and difficult and impossible sometimes. And people, look, I mean, I'm just standing in some rain. People were locked up in prison, persecuted, killed, tortured for fighting for the rights and freedoms that we have today, including 200 years ago at St. Peter's Field in Manchester when the Peterloo massacre happened, when the state massacred those protesting for the rights of all of us to be able to vote instead of just the rich. And, you know, from the suffragettes, the trade unionists, the LGBTQ activists, the anti-racist activists, the peace activists, those who fought for the welfare state, all of these people, you know, we owe everything to them. And they show courage and resilience in adverse circumstances. We've got to do the same. Tonight, I will be on ITV when the exit poll happens, which is frightening. I'm certainly apprehensive, to say the least. And the question will be, how well does Labour do, obviously, in places like London, but also, of course, what happens in leavier areas of small town North and Midlands, where Labour has had a big, big challenge in this election? We don't know. Is this a youth surge? And we saw the mass spike of registration, particularly among younger people. Will they be voting in the right places, places where they can swing the vote or save seats, where it will just mean even safer seats for Labour, but without overturning the Tories' advantage? We're going to find this out, that we still have time left, so we've got to keep fighting, full of hope, full of determination. As you can hear, my voice is struggling a bit, but wow, it's been an incredible journey. I've met so many people, the length and breadth of this country, and I know that that yearning exists, particularly amongst younger people, for a different sort of society. And who knows, maybe it's within reach. Whether happens, we've got to keep fighting. Speak to you later.
Election Daily is produced by the Cheerful team, including Jeff Lloyd, Emma Corsham, Joe Kenyon, and Joel Pearce, with music from Pete Frazier.